AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. An emergency meeting is underway in Brussels on ways to respond to terrorism. France and Belgium are urging the rest of Europe to tighten gun laws and border security. The FBI is helping with the investigation of the Paris attacks and is carefully monitoring intelligence on potential attacks in the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says there's no indication an attack is in the works at this time.
We take all threats seriously. We're acting aggressively to defuse threats as they emerge. And we are vigorously investigating and prosecuting those who seek to harm the American people.
In Washington, the House has approved a bill calling for tighter screening of refugees from Syria and Iraq. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy.
This bill puts a pause on our refugee program until we are certain that nobody being allowed in possesses a threat to the American people.
The White House says the president will veto this bill if it makes it through the Senate. The president is asking young people in Southeast Asia to reject violent extremism and embrace tolerance.
You can set an example, not just to stand up to violent extremism, but to build interfaith dialogue, promote tolerance, and to combine an appreciation of your own culture and traditions with the modern world.
The president is speaking to a White House summit for young leaders in Malaysia. 30 years after his arrest, convicted spy Jonathan Pollard is being released from federal prison today.
Pollard was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after acknowledging he sold defense secrets to Israel that he stole as a Navy intelligence analyst. Granted parole now at 61, he's expected to settle in the New York area. Jerusalem has long pleaded with Washington to free Pollard and let him come to Israel, but his parole means he still must remain in the U.S.
That's the AP's Mark Smith. Officials in Liberia are reporting a confirmed case of Ebola. The patient is a 10-year-old boy. This is AP Radio News. Two people were arrested last night in Minneapolis for allegedly spray-painting profanities on the windows and walls of a police station. It's not the first violence there this week. Police Chief Janae Hartog.
The current estimate of the damage thus far is 12 squad cars with significant damage at an estimated number of about $25,000. Two portable cameras were damaged at $13,000.
Protesters have gathered at the police station after the shooting of a black man there last weekend. Civil rights leaders are appealing to police to exercise restraint in dealing with the protesters. A protest of former President Woodrow Wilson at Princeton University has come to an end. The school has reached an agreement with students who wanted an acknowledgement of what they say is Wilson's racist legacy. Former Subway spokesman Jared Fogle has been sentenced to more than 15 years in prison. He pleaded guilty to trading in child pornography and paying for sex with underage girls. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.